identifying and addressing video game addiction. Over a decade has passed since the inclusion of internet gaming disorder, commonly known as video game addiction, in the DSM-5. The purpose of this article is to provide an up-to-date overview of internet gaming disorder. The article further reviews the challenges health service psychologists could face in identifying and evaluating internet gaming disorder, such as the ambiguity in defining excessive gaming, the clinical utility of DSM-5 diagnostic criteria, and the lack of an internationally standardized tool in measuring internet gaming disorder. The authors provide recommendations on these issues based on empirical research findings and interviews with clinicians working with patients diagnosed with internet gaming disorder. Clinical vignette. Justin is a male high school student who has been referred to for gaming too much, to the point that his parents believe their son is addicted to video games. According to Justin's parents, Justin used to play video games for 2 to 3 hours a day when he was in middle school. Justin's gaming hours increased drastically when he became a high school student. He did not transition well into high school, which caused him a significant amount of distress. Now a high school sophomore, Justin would play video games until 2 or 3 a.m. on a typical school day, and almost the entire day during the weekends. His total gaming time was almost 50 hours a week. Justin's teachers described him as a socially withdrawn student, who rarely socialized with his peers in real life. He was constantly falling asleep in class because he never got enough sleep at night. He failed to complete most of his schoolwork, and was on the verge of failing all his classes. There was a time Justin said he was sick and wanted to stay home, shared his parents, but later we found out that he was pretending to be sick so that he could stay home and play more video games. Justin's parents think that video games seem to be the only thing that interests their son. The only people Justin talked to, other than his family members, were other gamers he met online through Discord, an online social platform for text, voice chat, and video call. Justin's parents have tried several ways to reduce their son's gaming. For example, they warned Justin that his video game privileges would be taken away if he could not control his gaming, but such an ultimatum failed to decrease his gaming hours. As a result, his parents eventually took Justin's PlayStation 5 and gaming PC. When he was unable to play video games, Justin became extremely upset and aggressive. He got into a series of heated arguments with his parents, including breaking furniture at home and demanding his gaming devices back. During the initial assessment, Justin claimed that he was not addicted to video games. "I just can't quit playing games when they want me to. My parents don't understand that you can't pause online games. I get banned from playing if I leave in the middle of a match, so I have to finish the match I'm in before I can quit." Justin acknowledged that video gaming was causing him some problems. Specifically, he was suffering from stiff neck, thumb pain, dry eyes, blurry vision, and headaches, "but all these just show that I'm a true gamer," he added. Justin also admitted that he would sometimes skip meals or showers so that he could keep on playing video games. In fact, he has peed in a bottle to save time on bathroom breaks. When asked about his gaming hours, Justin reported that he would play video games a bit too much, but that was only because he intended to become a professional video game player in the future. He talked about several video game streamers he looks up to, some of them high school students like himself. He also mentioned his YouTube channel with about 2,500 subscribers. Justin seemed hopeful that he would become a famous game streamer one day, and that he would just need to keep on playing more video games to achieve this goal. He was also seriously considering quitting high school to become a full-time game streamer. Justin completed a full battery of psychological assessments. Through assessments, Justin displayed severe levels of depression and anxiety. During the clinical interview, Justin noted that he first started playing video games after entering high school to de-stress and make him forget about school. He said that video gaming is an effective way to cope with the feeling of emptiness because it constantly keeps him busy. Understanding internet gaming disorder. Internet gaming disorder, commonly known as video game addiction, is a form of behavioral addiction involving compulsive use of video gaming. Early case reports and preliminary studies provided some evidence for behavioral addiction to the internet or other digital activities, such as gaming. As the popularity of video games rose, more research studies focused on problematic video gaming and its negative consequences. Internet gaming disorder was first included in the 5th edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-5, under Section 3 as a condition for further study in 2013. Based on the accumulated research findings at the time, the DSM committee decided to include internet gaming disorder, but not internet addiction, as internet gaming disorder was supported by stronger empirical evidence. This research led to the inclusion of gaming disorder in the 11th edition of the International Classification of Diseases in 2018. It seems likely that gaming disorder will be included in the DSM-6 when it is released. One important thing to note is the difference between the term adopted by the DSM-5, internet gaming disorder, and the ICD-11, gaming disorder. The term internet was included in the DSM-5 based on evidence that online connected video games tend to be more addictive than offline games. The term, however, does not necessarily mean that individuals can only become addicted to online games, or that offline games are completely harmless. Health service psychologists should not overlook that the focus of diagnosis is whether compulsive video gaming itself is causing significant impairment in the client's life. Since the inclusion of internet gaming disorder in DSM-5 and gaming disorder in ICD-11, there has been scholarly debate on whether an addiction diagnosis is necessary. One argument against the inclusion of internet gaming disorder in DSM-5 is the concern that such a diagnosis could lead to over-pathologizing everyday behaviors. With more than 61% of the US population playing video games for at least 1 hour a week, gaming is a common leisure activity, so why should spending too much time on a hobby be considered a mental health concern? To understand why internet gaming disorder has been included in the DSM-5 and ICD-11, it is crucial to recognize that the amount of time spent is not a good indicator of an addiction. In clinical terms, behavioral addiction can be defined as a compulsive and excessive use of a rewarding behavior that severely disrupts the day-to-day functioning of an individual. Although excessive use is often associated with an addiction, it is not a diagnostic condition for addiction. A clinical diagnosis of internet gaming disorder should not be made based on time spent on video gaming, but rather on whether gaming imposes significant impairments in adaptive functioning in life. Indeed, the DSM-5 currently lists the following 9 symptoms. 1. Preoccupation with gaming. 2. Tolerance, needing to play increasing amounts or more intensively to be satisfied. 3. Withdrawal, negative mood when unable to game. 4. Impaired control, inability to reduce gaming time despite attempts. 5. Continuing to game despite negative consequences. 6. Loss of interest in other hobbies or activities. 7. Deceiving important others about gaming activity. 8. Escapism, using video games to reduce negative mood. 9. Risking and jeopardizing important opportunities or relationships due to gaming. An individual who endorses 5 or more symptoms in the past year is at risk of being diagnosed with internet gaming disorder. The opening clinical vignette demonstrates several examples of how these symptoms could manifest in clients. Justin showed preoccupation with gaming. His daily activities centered around video games. His excessive video gaming seemed to stem from his attempt to cope with negative emotions and distress, aligning with the escapism symptom. Video games became his top priority, interfering with academic progress and family relationships. He showed no interest in non-game related activities. He deceived his parents about gaming and jeopardized his educational opportunities. Justin also demonstrated signs of tolerance and withdrawal. In sum, gaming activities imposed significant distress and maladaptive functioning in his life. Following DSM-5's current guidelines, Justin would meet the diagnostic criteria for internet gaming disorder. Health service psychologists working with Justin may further assess mood disorders, such as depression or anxiety disorders, which are frequently identified comorbidities of internet gaming disorder. Clinical challenges and practice recommendations. After the inclusion of internet gaming disorder in DSM-5 and gaming disorder in ICD-11, video game addiction gained considerable scholarly attention. Despite the growing body of research, there are still several key issues to consider in clinical practice. 1. Lack of clear guidelines on how much gaming is too much. 2. Lack of consensus on the clinical utility of DSM-5 criteria. 3. Lack of a universal tool to assess internet gaming disorder. Defining excessive gaming: an extensive amount of video gaming does not automatically predict a behavioral addiction. Yet, excessive video gaming is a risk factor for addiction, because there is a weak to moderate association between gaming hours and problematic gaming. Although not diagnostic, it would be odd if those with gaming disorder did not spend a lot of time playing. Thus, the amount of time spent is still a critical piece of information. The DSM-5 suggests that individuals at risk of internet gaming disorder play video games for at least 30 hours per week, but this is more of a suggestion than a validated diagnostic criterion. Some research suggests that 30 or more hours per week could be problematic. One study found that individuals who endorsed 5 or more symptoms spent about 34.53 hours per week on average, while another reported 40.75 hours per week. These findings suggest that the DSM-5 guideline may have some merit as a preliminary screening issue for internet gaming disorder. Nonetheless, the duration-based approach should be paired with other assessment information. Gaming hours could be spread evenly across the week, or accumulate mostly during weekends. A person playing excessively every day is likely to be more functionally impaired than a person who plays extensively only on weekends. A study by Montag and colleagues compared 1. Professional gamers. 2. Amateur gamers intending to go pro. 3. Casual hobbyist gamers. Contrary to expectation, amateur gamers who intended to become professional demonstrated more symptoms of internet gaming disorder. One possible interpretation is that cognitive distortions, such as unrealistic career expectations, are an important symptom of the disorder. Another interpretation is that when gaming activity is integrated as an adaptive and functional part of life, it is less likely to become problematic. Recommendation on defining excessive gaming. It is important to keep in mind that there are no set rules on how many hours of gaming per week are considered.